This is my third day in Rio. Or is it the fourth? Honestly, I've lost track already. The days just melt together when I'm in Brazil. I wake up, grab a coffee, relax at the beach, and then let the day fade out on my balcony, watching the world go by. Okay, maybe I'm not just watching the world. Sometimes I'm watching her, the woman in the apartment across the street. I don't even know her name, but the way the sunset catches her face through her window mesmerizes me every time. She looks like she spawned right out of a fairy tale. All right, I gotta pull myself together. I'm a grown man staring into another person's window like a creep. No matter how beautiful she is, I wouldn't want to make her feel uncomfortable. It's time to get back inside.
Hey, you're hot.
I freeze in my steps. My hand is literally hovering over the door handle before I turn around, slowly. I see her, standing on her balcony, leaning against the railing, and looking right over in my direction. Is she talking to me? Me?
Yes, you. Who else is staring at me from their balcony?
My face turns red within seconds. Oh, I can't believe she caught me. I must seem like some sick stalker. I rub the back of my neck, trying to figure out how to salvage this somehow.
You've been watching me through my windows for a while now. And when I finally step on my balcony, you suddenly run away? That's not very polite of you, is it?
You got me there. Look, I'm really sorry. I really didn't mean to stare.
You just what? Couldn't help yourself?
Something shifts inside me at her teasing. The embarrassment fades and gets replaced by a tiny spark of confidence. Why shouldn't I just be honest? In my defense, it's hard not to want to look at something so beautiful.
You think I'm beautiful?
I think beautiful doesn't even cover it. I can see her big smile radiating over to me as the sunlight catches her features, even from this distance. I don't think I've ever seen anything or anyone so pretty in my life.
Well, if you really think so, you should call me sometime and we'll meet up.
Call you? I don't even know your name, let alone your number.
I'll leave it at the lobby desk. Just ask for the note from apartment 4B.
Did that really just happen? Hey, someone from apartment 4B left a note here for me. Can you give it to me? Thanks. No way. That's the area code from Portland. We're from the same city?
That was really fast. You didn't even make me wait.
I don't make a lady wait. May I ask you something?
Sure. Go on.
Are you from Portland? I saw your area code.
Yes. I moved there 5 years ago. Don't tell me you're from there too.
What are the odds?
Oh my God, that is so cool. What a coincidence.
So tell me, what do you think of Portland so far?
Well, I like it a lot. The nature is so beautiful and most people are very kind, but honestly, it's kind of hard to find new friends and connections. My family is all here in Rio, but in Portland, it's just me. I mean, I have colleagues, but it gets lonely if you're normally more of an introverted person.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's not easy to live in a new city if you don't find people you click with immediately. The weekends can be especially quiet.
Exactly. That's why it's so weird. I come all the way to Brazil to visit my family, and I end up finding someone who's living in the same city as me.
It's not an everyday thing to travel over 4,000 miles and basically meet your almost neighbor there.
Right? I was thinking, do you want to go out tonight for a walk on the beach? Get to know each other better?
Is that even a question? Of course. I would love to.
I should have known the answer by the way you watched me the last few days.
I'm still sorry. I didn't mean to be creepy.
Oh, don't worry. I'm just joking around. I didn't think you were creepy. If I did, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Thank God.
How about we meet at 9 this evening? Down by the promenade behind my apartment?
Sounds perfect to me. Can't wait.
Me neither.
The quiet beach is the perfect place to talk to her. The sound of the waves is calming. And I'm more than just lucky that this all worked out. Finally seeing and hearing her beside me is somehow surreal, but the best thing I could ever ask for. She's even more beautiful up close, and I didn't think that was possible.
And then my tía says, "You've been in America too long. You put cheese on everything now." And honestly, she's right about that.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a good cheese. It's practically a food group on its own in the States.
Oh, I knew you would be a cheese guy. I'm learning so much about you already.
You can ask me anything. I'm an open book to you. And not just when it comes to cheese.
Then how long have you been in Portland?
About 7 years now. I got a job offer, packed 2 bags the next night, and just moved. I had no real plan back then.
Yeah, that sounds pretty familiar.
There's a slight shift in her voice that almost sounds sad. The playful energy dims for a second. I look down at her as her steps slow down. Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just, it's weird being back here. I love my family, but every time I come home to Rio, I realize how much I miss having someone around me, you know?
You don't have that in Portland at all? I mean, you already mentioned earlier, but I thought there would be at least one person.
Not really. I have people I know, but at the end of the day, I go home to an empty apartment, and then there's just me and the silence. Oh my God, sorry. That's really heavy for a first date. I didn't mean to kill the mood.
Don't apologize. I honestly understand. Moving somewhere new is exciting. Until it isn't. Until you realize you have to find a whole new set of friends. There's a red sign next to us that says that this is a secluded area and swimming isn't allowed here. I didn't realize that we had walked so far. The beach is completely empty here. She stands still and I look right into her moonlit eyes.
It's not just friends. I want more than a friend.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, don't act stupid. You know what I mean.
I actually don't. Maybe you need to be more specific.
Do you want me to show you instead?
I nod slowly, my lips already parting in anticipation. She leans closer to me and stops just centimeters away from my face.
Good answer.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.